This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Locked hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, the picture that we're painting is everything is broken. We're also painting the picture that farmers, Gwyneth is a farmer, she offers for sale plants from her farm. She sells them. We sell cows. We are at ground zero as a leading indicator. Now, so what's a leading indicator? You know, in economic theory, if you learn about business, if you study business, you'll see that there are indicators that lead the market. So they are forecasters of what is to come. And if you look at farmers, they live in the world of being a leading indicator. So we have to buy feed, we have to buy fuel, we have to maintain equipment, we have to have equipment. And then there's taxes and rules and regulations, and there's the climate. Farming is impacted by everything. So we are a leading indicator. And when we tell you what's happening, it's because we know what's happening because we live that life. It's not like we are talking heads or talk show hosts. We are not. We are teachers. We are instructors. And we are telling you what's happening to us in our world because it is a leading indicator that is going to impact everybody soon. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah. One of the main plants that I grow here is a Pontia ficus indica that is the Indian fig prickly pear. And, you know, and one of the main reasons why people buy this is they have a delicious fruit. And people, and they grow well here. This is a semi-arid climate. And people, they want something that they're not going to have to coddle. They're not going to have to sort of nurture too much. And something that has a delicious fruit and that they can put in their garden and basically, you know, set and forget almost. And that's definitely the prickly pear cactus. But, you know, something, Vincent, my cactus sales have been down. My prickly pear cactus sales have been down. And I advertise them as a preparedness product, something that people can grow in their yard to have fruit so that they're not, you know, so they can keep their vitamin levels up. And prickly pears are one of the best fruits. They're very high in something called flavonoids. They're high in vitamin C. And they've got such an excellent nutritional profile, and they increase the metabolism, and they help to alleviate type 2 diabetes. They help to stabilize blood sugar levels. And all of these things are well known in the in the plant medicine community, in the herbal medicine community, it's well known of the beneficial effects of prickly pear cactuses. And you think that everybody would be wanting to buy these and put them in their garden and have them growing and everything. And you can eat the pads as well. Chop the pads up and put them in a soup or fry them up with some onions and tomatoes and eggs, and it's delicious. But no, the cactus sales are down. And all that I can think is that people who haven't got very much money to spend on anything right now. And
well, that's what I meant by a leading
going on the back burner.
That's what I meant by a leading indicator. So as a farmer, you are seeing that your customers are saying, you know what, I can't do it. I'd love to, but I can't. And they, what are they spending their money on? I think medicine. I think heat. I think electricity. I think mortgage payments, rent payments, automobile payments. And what are they not spending their money on? I'll tell you. We put stickers on the windshield inside upper left-hand corner because we are left-hand drive in the United States. We put these oil change stickers on, and we say, your next oil change is due at X miles. It's right there. You can't miss it. I mean, it doesn't prevent you seeing out the windshield, you know, as you operate the vehicle. But it's there so you can look and see when your next oil change should happen. So we put them on. We know that they're dusty roads here. We think around 4,000 miles for conventional, 5,000 miles for full synthetic oil change interval. They come back at 9,000 miles. 9,000. That means that the oil filter is plugged up. No question about it. That means engine damage has occurred. No question about it. And these are relatively new vehicles. And why is this happening? It's not because people have so much money that they can afford them. It's that they don't have the money to be able to afford an oil change. That's what's happening. For sure. We see it every day. And it breaks our hearts because we know that in the last 9,000 miles, that vehicle's got 30,000 miles worth of wear in 9,000 miles. Maybe 50,000 miles worth of wear. Let's look at it this way. Who in their right mind would buy an item that has a non-replaceable battery? Who in the right mind would do that? Well, let me give you an example. An iPhone. Smart people have bought iPhones. And what happens when an iPhone is 4 years old? Or a Samsung? Or an LG? Or any other brand of cell phone? What happens when they're 4 years old? Well, this thing's really old. I gotta get a new one. After 4 years? How about an electric vehicle? Who in their right mind would buy an electric vehicle when you know for sure that you can't replace the battery economically? Who in their right mind would do that? I don't know. Tesla sells vehicles. Who would buy a non-repairable appliance? When I say non-repairable, I'm talking about economically viable repair. Well, people are buying washing machines, dryers, dishwashers, refrigerators, freezers, televisions, PCs, and tablets that are not economically viable to repair. I'm looking right now at Facebook Marketplace. Kenmore front load washer. Good condition, but the pump won't drain. I'm looking at another one. It's free. Free, Samsung, front load washer, good shape, needs a drain pump. We're going to fix it, but wanted a top load. Here's another one. Free, non-working appliance. Condition, used. Deep freezer and washing machine, neither are in working condition. Compressor is shot on the freezer. I don't recall what's wrong with the washer. Free. Here's another one. Whirlpool washer. This is in where I live. Free, Whirlpool washer, does not agitate. Could be an easy fix if you know what you're doing. I do not. Free. Here's another one. Whirlpool Cabrio washer, $50. Turns on, throwing a code. I don't have the time to figure out. It will lock the lid and fill the water. Sometimes it will wash and drain. Sometimes it won't. $50 if you have time to figure it out. These are relatively new appliances. It's getting worse than this. way worse than this. Here's another one. Kenmore washer, $10. Condition, used. Washer shakes a lot. Not sure what's wrong with it. $10. This is the tip of the iceberg. This is what we know about. Now, it took me like 5 minutes to find all that. People now want to get rid of their appliances because they know that if you don't take it for free, they're going to have to pay somebody to haul it away. And that might cost $100. Gwyneth?
Yeah. Should I go into, eBay and how, and one thing, going back to farming, I'm in the process of setting up a new irrigation system so that I can grow plants in pots, flowers in pots, bulbs, to sell to people. Through nurseries and this sort of thing, maybe at the farm gate. And so I had this idea for building a new type of irrigation system, because I found out that there was a type of water tank. There is a folding water tank that is available here in Australia. And yes, they're made in China. Everything's made in China. But it's an Australian company. So I figured, we'll get one and see how it goes. So I got this, 265-gallon, 1,000-litre folding water tank, set it up on the dam wall. And, I bought a pump at the same time. And I bought what I thought, in the advertisement it said it was a 12-volt panel, solar panel. So 12-volt solar panel, 12-volt pumps up from the pond and the dam up to the water tank, floats down, feeds the dripper system, keeps my bulbs that I'm propagating out watered. Then they flower and stuff, and people come and they buy them because they're beautiful. And some of them are also useful as well. But, it's the solar panel arrived, and it wasn't a 12-volt panel, it was a 24-volt panel. What are they doing? They advertise it as a 12-volt solar panel, and then it arrives as a 24-volt panel, which is completely useless because it's a 12-volt water pump. You can't hook a 12-volt water pump up to a 24-volt panel. This is it. It's crazy. I'm just so fed up with it. I'm going to get a refund on it. But yep. It's a bothersome thing because it set the whole project back. Now I've got to use the old water pump, the existing water pump, to keep both of these gravity tanks full. So it's more work for me.
Well, that's what's happening here, too.
Set up a new line.
That's what's happening here, too. We get auto parts, and like one out of three is wrong.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Gwyneth, what you're saying is absolutely true. And here at the farm, we find out that one out of three auto parts that we call and have delivered doesn't fit. It's the wrong one for a lot of reasons. A lot of it has to do with people who are involved in either putting the parts in boxes or customers buy them and then take a part out. Let's say there's five parts in the box. They'll take one of the five parts out that they need and then return it for full credit. And then the store doesn't check to see if there's all the parts are there. So then the next customer that gets the item in the new box that had been returned by a previous customer doesn't get all the parts. And then who looks bad? Well, we do, because we say, yo, it's not complete. So it looks like maybe we took the part and want to return the item because it's incomplete. This kind of stuff is happening more and more and more. There's a lot more dishonesty. There's a lot more incompetence. And then it's a lot harder to get parts. And now what's happening is customers, bring their vehicle in, and we have to diagnose this. So let's say it comes in on Monday. So we get to it, let's say, Monday afternoon. We do the diagnosis. We order the parts for delivery Tuesday morning. But they don't have the parts. So they have to special order the parts, and that's 2 or 3 days out. So now we're looking at Monday. The customer thinks it should be ready Tuesday because they think we can work miracles. But we don't get the parts till Thursday. And then we have to put the parts in. And that's assuming we get the diagnosis right in the first place, and that assumes that we don't need any additional parts as we take apart the car to figure out, if that's, we think that's, we have everything we need. So then there's another solution. Well, let's just get more parts. Let's get, the items that we think need to be replaced, and let's get, some others that might need to be replaced. So now instead of getting one part, we might get four. Now, what does that do to the automotive parts store when we return three of the four because we only needed the first one that we thought anyway? So now they have a problem restocking or shipping back to their supplier the parts that we didn't need. Ultimately, it costs everybody more money. It costs the customer more because the auto parts stores are raising their prices to handle all of these returns. And I don't want you to think that we are an exception. This is what we are. Actually, we probably are an exception because we don't do it unless we absolutely think we have to. You know, get the extra parts. But it's a real problem because the auto parts stores don't have all the parts because the complexity of the equipment, the vehicles, is so great, they can't have all the parts. It's impossible to store all these part numbers. And then what do you do if you have a Toyota and it's got an axle problem? That's going to be the dealer because that's a recall item. It's a mess. And the GDP has no idea. They have no idea. But they do know that their front load washers aren't working too well. They do know that their appliances are breaking really fast. They do know that a refrigerator or freezer that they thought would last 40 years is last 4 or 5 years. They know that. But what do? They go, I don't know. What are you going to do? They're all like that. Yeah, they are all like that. So don't get rid of your good used appliance. Fix it. And try to make it last another 20 or 30 years. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah. On a related but slightly different thing, one of the things I've been doing here over the last week or so is tack repairs, saddle repairs. And this is another thing. I actually have four saddles, but two that I mainly use, and the other one's kind of for parts. And there's a pony saddle, but I don't have a pony at the moment, but maybe I'll get a pony in the future. So, yeah, I came across a pony saddle cheap, so I bought it. So, and it's stayed here. I've never used it, but oh well, there we go. you know, but oh my gosh, these saddles, both of them are made by a manufacturer called Steuben. That's S-T-U-U-M-L-A-U-T. That's U with the two little dots on the top. B-B-E-N. And they would have been made in the 1980s. So they're about 40 years old. But I keep fixing them and they keep going. But this is a specialist area. Who knows how to do that anymore, Vincent?
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Attorneys for accused Moscow, Idaho killer Brian Koberger will be arguing for a change of trial venue in court Wednesday. Koberger charged in connection with the murder of four University of Idaho college students in 2022. Defense attorneys will argue the trial should be moved out of Latah County, Utah, because the jury pool would be too small to find impartial jurors there. it could cost you more to Netflix and chill. USA's John Schaefer.
Analysts at UBS Securities suggest that Netflix might increase its prices this year. In a research note, they anticipate a potential price hike from the streaming platform, coupled with increased revenue from its ad-supported tier and a growing subscriber base. This move could lead to a total revenue growth of 15% for Netflix.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today.
God, you're
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Now, class, people are denying that the climate's changing. They're idiots. They're denying that we have impacted the climate. They're idiots. I put in a new module into our solar system. It's called Insight Home. And that's what Insight, H-O-M-E. It's a module that lets me download the latest firmware updates for the charge controller, the system control panel, the inverter, all the components. So it's required to update. And I have to do updates because when I bought the charge controllers, I bought them at different times, same exact model, but they have different firmware versions. And what happens is, and this is a 5-minute university lesson. So if you have different firmware versions and these devices are talking to each other, it can cause an enormous amount of problems, incompatibility type problems. So I had to buy this device that would let me update the firmware, but it also has some features that lets me look at real time and historical information about how this solar system's doing. Right now, it's generating 7.3 kilowatts at 10:35 a.m. Unheard of. Unheard of amount of solar power generation. The system is rated for 6,800 watts, and it's generating 7,300. It's generating more power than it was designed to do. Why is that? Because right now, the sky is clear, and the solar rays are coming down really hard. The environment has changed. The atmosphere has changed. We've destroyed the atmosphere. We've destroyed the ocean. We've destroyed the earth. We've destroyed the plants. What am I talking about? Well, how about this? How about that yesterday it was 84 degrees here at the farm, 84. How about today, this morning, it was 24 degrees. So 16 hours between 84 degrees yesterday afternoon and 24 degrees this morning, 16 hours later, is a 60-degree delta, 6-0. I'm not talking about just 60 degrees outside. I'm talking about from 84 to 24 degrees Fahrenheit in 16 hours. The plants don't know what to do. The animals don't know what to do. This is destroying and killing our food supply. Our grass is green. Well, it was yesterday. I don't know what it is, what it's going to be like in a couple of days because of this dramatic cool down or freeze down. This is serious stuff. And we've got weather manipulators in the U.S. military destroying our weather. The plants need, well, the plants have genetically, they've adopted to climate, but they can't adopt to instantaneous climate changes. They can't. How would you like to be outside at 24 degrees? Yesterday, maybe you had a t-shirt on. And then, let's say you're still in that t-shirt. Let's say you had a pair of shorts on and a t-shirt. I don't wear shorts. I wear blue jeans. Sometimes I wear a t-shirt, though. So, out on the tractor at 84 degrees, and then stay in that same t-shirt, shorts or blue jeans, at 24 degrees. Could you do it? I don't think so. But that's what the animals outside have to deal with, and that's what the plants have to deal with, and that's what the grass and the trees have to deal with. And if you have a fruit orchard, and let's say that the blossoms are coming out because they think it's summertime or spring, and then we have a 24 degree freeze down, and the blossoms freeze, you're not getting a single piece of fruit. None. Zero. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, that's true. And the weather is not quite like it was here in Australia. Should I go into the bushfire situation?
Yeah, you've got fires right close to you now. They were pretty far away, and now they're right at your door.
Yeah, not very far away at all. Yesterday we had a this goes into the weather as well. Okay, I live in a bushfire area. I knew that it was a bushfire area when I moved in. So that's that. You know, most of the continent of Australia is a bushfire area. So you can't get away from it if you want to live in Australia. And I mean, my parents were Australians. I was born in New Zealand. I moved here when I was 17. You know, raised my family here, got my farm here. I'm not going anywhere. But you know, we had some bushfires to the southwest of us, and probably about 20 miles away, which is not very far, not very far at all. You know, when you take into account that embers can fly 10,000 meters ahead of the main fire front, carried on the breeze, landing in dry grass, and starting a new spot fire. And I've been there. I've been really, really close to a bushfire before. Like, I'm talking about 100 meters from a fire front, having the whole family, including myself and my son at the time was a toddler, 2 years old, and stamping out embers that were blowing across because the bushfire was on a neighbouring island and the embers were flying across the top of the mangroves and landing on the dry grass on our island. And we had to go around stamping them all out with our shoes on, of course, including my little two-year-old son going and stamping out the bushfires and we were showing them what to do, you know, stamping out the hot coals. But the thing is those embers can travel 10 or 15 kilometres on the wind, drop into dry grass at some random place and start a spot fire. So to have a fire, you know, fire area, fire danger area, just, you know, 20 miles from you, is with an active bushfire there, you know, I think it burned out 20,000 hectares. That's like 80,000 acres of land. This is the magnitude of wildfire that we're talking about. So we had that one. And then yesterday I was talking with a friend and he said, yeah, that fire danger area is only about 10 miles from your place. And I said, no, it's not that close. I had a look on the map and it was a catastrophic fire zone. So there wasn't an active fire there, but it was an area that the fire department had said, yeah, we're really, really worried about this area and worried that if a bushfire breaks out in that area, that it'll just go whoosh, send the whole thing up in smoke. That's what they were worried about. And this area was labelled in red. There's a web page, emergency.vic.gov.au. And, you know, it's maintained by the emergency services here and it has a map of all incidents, everything from trees down to floods to, you know, bushfires. And thank God, it seems that we're past the danger time. It doesn't mean that it won't break out, but this particular area is still really, really primed for a bushfire to break out if there's a dry lightning storm or if there's some nutcase with a, you know, can of petrol and a lighter or whatever. You know, it's just I'm really praying, and I ask the class as well to pray that we might be kept safe, and that what we really need at the moment is we need some really good heavy rain. We need for the whole place to be damped down, and that will put out the 80,000 acre bushfire that's to the southwest. And it will also damp down the other second bushfire-prone area that thankfully hasn't broken out in a bushfire, or not a major one. There might have been some spot fires, but, you know, nothing major. And but this is the thing that you've got to be aware of. And I took this as the opportunity to do a fire drill with my horse, Lily. And what I did was, I mentioned that I'd been doing some saddle repairs, so I got the newly repaired saddle, and I hooked up a couple of saddlebags that hook into the hooks that hold the stirrup leather, and hook these packs in, pack them up as go bags with all of the stuff that I would need. So things like a cooking pot, fencing pliers, in case I need to cut a fence. You think, well, why would you need to do that? If you're cornered and there's a fence in the way and there's a bushfire coming through, then you may have to cut a fence to get yourself out of there. This is it. It's so a pair of pliers, and that's what the fire department does. So it's something here in Australia where I've had my fence cut before by the fire department because of bushfire reasons, and it's okay. You just go and you repair the fence. But this is it. And I wouldn't recommend doing that except as a last resort. But as a last resort, it could save my life and it could save Lily's life. And this is it. But training the horse to carry me and the packs, so me riding the horse with the saddle packs, because it's a different distribution of weight. It's a different position for my legs. My legs have to sit slightly forward to accommodate the packs because it's not a proper pack saddle. The packs are just hooked into the saddle hooks. The stirrup leathers hang off on each side. But training her to carry me and the packs, and also on a non-fire danger day to build a bonfire on my land, contacted the fire department, told them what I was doing. So, but anyway, and teaching her to go backwards and forwards past the fire, first of all walked and then under saddle, being ridden.
Well, it's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, y'all heard of this book, Fahrenheit 451. It's written by Ray Bradbury in 1953. Excellent book. You can even see the movie if you'd like. And what is Fahrenheit 451? Well, that's an easy way to remember the temperature at which paper starts to burn. So, where are we going with this? Well, grass burns at a slightly higher temperature. I'm talking about dry grass. 400, paper starts burning at 424 to 475 degrees. So 451, it's right kind of in the middle. So you can think of paper burning at 451 degrees Fahrenheit. Dried grass, about 500 degrees, just a little bit warmer. A catalytic converter that is on a vehicle mandated by the U.S. government. Y'all are going to have these, and you do have them, and you've had them for decades. They run at a low of 752 degrees Fahrenheit to a high of 1,472 degrees Fahrenheit. So a catalytic converter of an engine that is operational, the lowest possible temperature that that thing will operate is like 252 degrees higher than is necessary to set grass on fire. I believe, and of course I can't prove this, and by the way, don't believe anything I say or anything you hear, see, or read in the media. But I believe that almost all fires, at least large fires, are caused by man. Man's stupidity and man's carelessness, ignorance, and things like catalytic converters that the government says y'all are going to have. Right at the bottom of your car. Right between the engine and the muffler. At the low point under your car, the lowest point, well, generally the lowest point. And the reason for that is it's so high it'll burn the floor and the carpeting. So it has to have some distance between the floor of your cab in your car and the top of the catalytic converter. And that's the top of the catalytic converter. They get so hot they have to have heat shields and air directed to cool them off when they're moving. And if you get a chance to look under a vehicle, you'll see it. Pay attention to it if you know, put your vehicle up in the air or you know, you're having your oil changes. Can I look under there? So we've done this. And Gwyneth has a forest fire heading her way. And could it be somebody pulling over on the side of the road? Of course. Of course. Could it be a cigarette butt? Of course. Could it be an arsonist? Of course. Could it be man's stupidity? Of course. Could it be lightning? It could be, but probably not. Gwyneth?
Actually, probably that's a leading cause here, because we've just had some dry lightning storms come through. But the thing is, Vincent, it actually goes deeper than that, because a number of years ago, they banned people from ranging cattle in the park. They done horse culls, killing wild horses in the national parks. And the horses and the cattle, they used to eat the grass that would grow in these state forests. And the farmers would range their cattle through, and there'd be wild horses, you know, go through, and they would eat the grass, and they would, you know, keep the brush down, because that's what cows do. They banned the farmers from ranging their cows in the national park, and you've just got so much undergrowth, the things are a tinderbox. And it wouldn't be a tinderbox if they let the cow farmers, the cattle farmers, graze their cattle in the high country. And it's the high country that's the problem. You can go on the internet and look up, you know, Nine News Australia bushfires, you know, and set the filter for the last month or so, and you'll see this sort of hill country. That's real steep. But cows are amazing. You know that, Vincent. They'll go up into the hills. They'll go right up there. You'll never get them down. You know, but they range up in the hills, and then they come down on their own when they're ready, when the grass has all been eaten out. And they ban people or restrict people from just going into the forest and collecting dry logs for their firewood. And all the trees around here, they're all eucalyptuses. They all drop branches. Every time I get a high wind, I get a new load of firewood delivered. Because the tree, I have the same sort of forest on my own land. There's most of my land, that's what it is. And every time we get a high wind, we get a new lot of firewood delivered, which is branches that the trees drop. That's what happens in the state forest, on the public land. And that's another load of firewood for the bushfires to burn through. If people were, you know, not restricted from going up there and getting these logs out of the firewood and chopping them up and putting them in their fire, then they wouldn't be there, would they? Does that make sense, Vincent?
That's right. And of course it does. And who are these people doing the restrictions? It'd be the government.
The government
is like the largest collection of individual stupidity rounded up.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.